Hey everybody! This is the Nameless Disciples, like, first podcast. Guys,
hey,
first time we're going to be coming on air. Hopefully it's not the last. Like,
yeah,
we're
no,
super
definitely
excited.
Definitely not the last.
We're super excited for what God's going to do. And so we just want to come on here and share as the opening podcast.
Ooh.
And just share a little bit about the Nameless Disciples, the podcast, and what we're seeing on the road, and just a little bit about us. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're just gonna open up. My name's Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
And I'm married to Anna.
Hey, I'm Anna.
And super awesome friend.
Hi, I'm Trinity.
So yeah, there's many more of us that are on the team connected, yeah. But we're just after God's heart for this generation, and so we just want to go ahead and just share a little bit about the Nameless Disciples. And actually, I'm just going to open up and maybe share about back in January, we kind of all went on a fast, and we were all just doing a normal routine of life and working our jobs and just kind of somewhat living for ourselves in a way, but yet, you know, hungering for God and hungering for what he wanted to do with us in this hour. And so we went on this long fast back in January, and it was just incredible. Massive breakthroughs and big things happened. We were all fasting for this event that was coming up that we were all kind of working together on in February. And so we ended up doing this event in February, saw massive breakthroughs in this generation, saw baptisms, people getting just delivered and healed, and incredible. Like, I don't know, do you guys have anything to share, something at that event?
Yeah, that event, honestly, I feel like it just kicked everything off. It really birthed kind of this longing and wanting to go out, because we were just seeing the amazing fruit that was happening. So we're like, oh my gosh, there is such a hunger, especially in this younger generation, but there is such a hunger in people, and they want truth, and they want the real deal. And when we saw this at this event, we're like, oh my gosh, we have to go out, and we have to, we want to see this everywhere, because it seems like everybody we were coming across, they want this too. And we were just really feasting while we were fasting.
Come on.
That's what we said. We said, we just came off of Thanksgiving, and I was like, okay, we were taking all this time to prepare this actual feast of food, but it's now time to spiritually feast. And once we were able to spiritually feast, that's when everything kind of opened up and all of this kind of birthed. I mean, I don't know if you want to add on to any of that, Anna.
Yeah, it was just an incredible time for me, just a total lighting of the fire within me, of just not only can God use other people, but he can use me. Yes. And even in my weaknesses and my strengths, you know, he uses me. And I was just able to minister at this event and just see just God move in this generation and this people. And people are so hungry and so just desperate to see him move in their lives.
Yeah.
And to see the move in their children across, and their parents and their grandparents and their uncles, their aunt, everybody just wants to see what God has for them in this generation.
Yeah, so at the event, saw massive breakthroughs. And so afterwards, we were like, we can't go back to our jobs.
Yeah, we're like, no,
we can't go back to our normal life. And so we started praying more. And actually, I think we were Anna and I ended up meeting with Trinity and her family. I don't know, it was 12 or 14 nights in a row.
Yeah,
and with some worship, prayer. It feels like it was so long ago, but yet it was just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And so we were just praying into what God want. And then through this, Asbury kicks up. And so we're like, let's go to Asbury. Let's go. We're hearing all these things, and let's just go check it out. We don't have anything else going on. We're kind of quit our job. I actually haven't even went back to my job since December, and so God was just let everything go. And so we ran off to Asbury, and God just continued to speak to us and show us as guys, let go of everything, come after my kingdom, and go after this generation. And so after just confirmation after confirmation, even through Asbury, we just started praying, interceding, and that's what we came up with, the Nameless Disciples.
Woo-woo.
Literally kind of came out of that. And it's really, I mean, maybe one of you guys share, what do you guys feel, I know the Nameless Disciples, but what's behind that, the Nameless Disciple, the name of that, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, looking at Asbury, the whole entire event, it was just really cool to see different denominations and different people groups just coming together and just worshiping one God. And it was all nameless and faceless. So that's kind of where the Nameless Disciples came from. Like, we're not here to build our own name. We're here to build one name and his kingdom on this earth. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, I mean, I don't know if you want to add any more to that either, but that's kind of what, like, the Nameless Disciples is. We're here for one kingdom and to build, like, one, just to build one name. Not our names. We're nameless, faceless, all this stuff, but we're here just for him. So that's kind of what came out of Asbury.
Come on. And it reminds me of this verse in John 15. John 15:13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of like even behind the vision somewhat of the Nameless Disciples, like, greater love is this, that we'd lay down our lives for our friends. And we know that, you know, in this generation, they're struggling. Like, yeah, this generation is struggling with depression and suicide, and all these different things are happening. And there's not very many voices that are speaking in this generation, mm-hmm, to say, yeah, you can be free, you can come to the gospel and all these things. So it was all this, like, all these points coming together, mm-hmm, and we couldn't resist. Like, who can resist God when he's calling you?
Like, seriously. And he, like, did so much in each of our own lives. So we're like, okay, we need to go tell other people about it. We can't just sit here and just keep on living for ourselves. I mean, it goes back to Philippians 3, verse 8. I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Like, yeah, I want to, yeah, count everything as loss, because once you know him, you gain everything. So, amen, now I just want to go tell everybody, because, guys, you can gain everything. But, you know, first you gotta lose some things, but you'll lose the bad things and he'll give you the good things. So that's kind of also what happened from here, because we're like, we just want to make his name known. We just want to show people the true freedom and the true just communion that you can have with him. It's no longer just about religion, but it's about having a real knowing of him. So we just kind of want to show that to others as well, because, I mean, I grew up in the church and I didn't really know that for a really long time. But once I was able to have my own relationship with him, that's when everything changed. And that's what this generation needs.
Yeah, just to add on from what you were saying, Trinity, it just made me think of this verse in Matthew 10. And it says, "And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." And just that peace for me is just like, freely I have been given so much by his goodness and his mercy. Freely, mm-hmm, I want to also, mm-hmm, offer that to others.
That's right.
That's so good.
That is really good. Yeah, so that basically, like, started us off back in February, and February into March. Basically March, we were like, okay, we're hitting the road, let's go. Like, we ended up, like, putting our pennies together, buying a van, and hitting the road with a bunch of young people. And we ended up going to Georgia and Tennessee, mm-hmm, and literally saw God move. Like,
yeah, exactly that verse. I mean, that is kind of what we started doing. Exactly that verse. So, like, you know, just preaching that, you know, like, the kingdom of God is at hand, and we were seeing healings and we were seeing demons cast out, and we haven't seen raising the dead, but, you know,
it's coming. Yeah, we're exactly believing for it, and he's increasing our faith.
Yeah,
like, so it was so powerful. So we were on the road for like 22 days, worship, prayer, deliverance, healing, mm-hmm, gospel, baptism.
It was intense.
It was definitely powerful.
Some late nights. Yeah. We averaged at what, like three, four hours of sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The first 2 weeks or something, it was crazy, like that.
But it honestly shows you how hungry this generation is. Like, yeah, so much hunger for this generation, or from this generation. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we came back home, and then we went to Colorado, and we've been to Oklahoma and up into St. Louis, just different things going on, and God just opening doors. And so, mm-hmm, literally seeing him move. And mm-hmm, I don't know. We don't even know where God. We're literally just like,
yeah,
God, here's our hands and feet. Take us. And here's our, yes, heart. Honestly, I think, yeah, that's the biggest thing that's been speaking to me lately, is like, he can have your hands, your feet, and your mind, but he wants your heart. And when he has your heart, he has your hands and feet and mind. And sometimes so many of us, we just give our hands, or we just give our feet, or we just give our minds. Like, we have all this knowledge of him and his word, but he's like, I want your heart. I want, mm-hmm, your heart. Because when he has our heart, he has our hands, he has our feet, and, yeah, he has our mind. And he can take you anywhere you want him, mm-hmm, you know, where you're willing to go, he'll, so, you know, you'll go. And he's wanting us to go. Like,
great, yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. So that's a little bit about the Nameless Disciples and, yeah, the vision. I mean, if you guys stay connected, like, we're going to be going. I think we're actually going back to Colorado potentially, but there's other states and that are going to be on the radar in the near future, and we're just working on just different logistics and things coming together.
Yeah, and literally our heart is just for the gospel to go forth, just to see true life transformation. I, like Anna was saying, and what has happened in our lives, that's what we want to see. We just want to see true life transformation, because the full gospel, it brings life transformation. And that's exactly what we're seeing as we're going out. So we're like, okay, we have to go out more. We have to go to other places because more people need to hear this. More people need to hear this, not a watered down faith. More people need to hear the full truth. And our heart is for the young, because the young is searching for something, and they're searching for something tangible. And it's God. God is that real thing. God is that thing that they're searching for. And so we're just here to do that. We're just here to be servants and here just to serve others and first serve our King. So,
yeah.
That's so good. Yes. Like literally, yeah, our heart is not only for this younger generation, but like family revival. We want to see families restored, the prodigals come back home. I mean, man, marriages be restored, whatever needs to be happening. But like, obviously our heart is to reach our friends, and our friends is this younger generation, and to see this younger generation come alive, you know, see this generation maybe be the Joshua and Caleb generation, maybe the John the Baptist generation that ushers in the, you know, maybe, who knows? But like, we gotta get set free, and we gotta get in love with the one who loves us, the bridegroom, and fall in love with him and be fully surrendered and turn our affection to him in every way, and stop being, honestly, like, you know, it's a struggle in this generation. It was a struggle in my life, you know, and there's so many addictions. There's so many other bridegrooms out there. Like, there's so many addictions with, you know, cell phone and technology. And then there's not only that, but just the addictions of this world of, you know, drugs or just all, there's so many things, you know, that's holding back this generation. And so it's like, man, we want to go out, we want to preach a gospel that brings freedom, that sets the captives free, that heals the hearts, a gospel that consumes their heart to be in love with the one that loves them so much, the one that gave his life for them. And so that's just our heart, is to see this generation come alive with the gospel. And so and then ultimately just seeing family revival and families turn back to him as a whole family. And so that's just a heart from us, our heart to the hearts out there. And we're super excited. Like, is there anything else to add?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, that's kind of like the purpose of also of this podcast. We just want to be sharing these testimonies and the things that we're seeing, because it honestly, it fires us up. It just kind of keeps, you know, that fire burning. You want to stay close to these things. You want to hear the things that are happening in the body. So that's kind of the purpose of the podcast. We're going to be sharing testimonies, maybe some encouraging messages. I don't know anything else on that.
Yeah, like, we just want to hear from this younger generation. So we're going to try to like pull in some young generation testimonies. I don't know, maybe we'll even get some parents at some point, like parents that have seen revival come to their family that will share.
Love the parents.
Yeah, exactly. And then we really want to like be able to give a platform and opportunity to be able to share messages for this generation. Cause I mean, there's so much. I mean, the gospel is so important. That's the first encountering with him. But it's, I mean, we could all speak on this. Like, we need discipleship, not only discipleship, but it's also getting in the word, like the sharpness of his word, and in carrying the heaviness of his spirit, like his spirit. And so walking in the spirit is so important. And ultimately, like, it's disciplining ourselves to go into the secret place every day and to pray with him. And so there's so much we could add on to literally on the top of all this, but it's like, we want to be able to start giving little tidbit messages on each one of these for this generation, to help encourage this generation. Like, you can read, you can go to the secret place, you can fast, you can, you know, become a worship leader, you can become an intercessor, you can become a disciple, you can become, I mean, all these different things. And so just encouraging. So that's a little bit of our heart that we're going to hopefully start sharing and pulling in testimonies. Our schedule, to be honest with you guys, like, our schedule is so erratic.
Crazy.
So we've been like, we actually been planning this podcast for like
a long time,
2 months maybe. And now we're finally getting to the first one. So we're hoping, praise him, glory to be to him. And so we're hoping to be able to be consistent, but
Give us some grace.
Give us some grace and mercy. Bit. So yeah, no, we're super excited. So anyway, thank hopefully, yeah.
If you guys listen this far, woo-hoo, thanks.
We made it.
Yes, we made it to the end. So I just want to say, guys, blessings, peace be upon you. Young generation, go after him.
Yes.
Don't go after the world. Go after him. Yes. Everybody, go after him. Go after him in the secret place. Go after, pray out, cry out to him. Get in the word. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, there's powerful things in his word, and there's powerful things in the secret place. And run after him. That's... Yeah.
It's worth it. It's so worth it.
It's worth it all. Like, is there any...
He's worth it all.
Any closing remarks? Like...
Oh, yeah. That's my closing remark. He is worthy of it all. Mic drop.
Of everything. Yes. He's so worthy of everything we have to offer.
Like, don't be consumed. I think of a quote from Corey Ten Boom. It says, beware of the barrenness of a busyness life. And so many times we can get so busy with all the busyness of everything, yet, like, we're missing it. And so don't miss it. Spend time with him. He's worth it. Relationship with him, it takes time to put in there. So
yes, be the Mary of this generation, not the Martha of this generation.
Period. Talk to y'all later.
Talk to you later.